It's party time! That's right, you heard me. It's party time. As I'm sure you've heard me say very often, for us in the Christian community, Easter is a 50-day celebration. It's a 50-day party. When we think through what the resurrection of Christ means for us. And that's why our hymn of praise and our order of service for the Easter season is always now the feast and celebration. Easter, that 50-day party. Although this year, it doesn't seem like much of a party. In fact, Easter seems to have almost a dreamlike quality about it. Was there really an Easter this year? We certainly didn't celebrate it the way we usually have done. When we sing, Christ has arisen and we too shall rise, and we say that with vigor and certainty. The certainty of the future that is ours because Christ is risen. And yet, this year, that seems a bit more uncertain as we keep talking and hearing about the new normal, which will be coming sometime in that new and uncertain future. But perhaps this sense of uncertainty puts us in the position that those two disciples on the way to Emmaus are in. As they travel from Jerusalem to Emmaus, Jesus meets them on the road. And one of the things that we note from the Gospels is that Jesus always meets us where we are. Whether that is in celebration or mourning, in joy and sorrow, in sickness or health, with prosperity or insecurity, whether we are stoically facing reality or are wistfully nostalgic for the good old times when things were just boringly normal. Jesus meets us where we are. And Jesus meets us now in this time of pandemic. The disciples are walking to Emmaus. That understanding of a journey, being on the way. Walking is a metaphor for life. Throughout the Gospels, most of Jesus' ministry is happening while he is on the way. His ministry is a journey of faith for the disciples and for us. And so, too, today we join those disciples on the way to Emmaus as we are on our journey, individually, as families, as a community of faith, as a society, a province, nationally, and even globally. Jesus shows up while we are in the middle of the journey. The origin has been left behind, and the destination is not yet in sight. What better time to show up in the middle of something when the possibility of disorientation is the greatest? We have left where we came from, and we have not yet arrived at where we are going. It's at that point within any journey that one can become misguided. And certainly that's the case for our disciples on the way to Emmaus. They had a misguided hope for Jesus. And we see from their response to that stranger who joins them that indeed they were going down the wrong road. The wrong road of hope. Their hope was indeed small and a rather self-centered kind of hope. The kind of self-centered hope that in our situation may have been indicated by folks who made sure that they had enough toilet paper to get them through this pandemic. If only I have enough toilet paper, everything's going to be okay. A rather misguided hope for how to deal with a pandemic. And those disciples, too, had a rather misguided hope on what Jesus' life and ministry and death was all about for them. And so Jesus meets them on the way and engages in a conversation with them about hope, about the hope that is there in the Scriptures, about the hope and the expectation of a Messiah who will come, suffer, die, and rise, that their life may indeed be truly and fully what life is all about. Jesus' discussion with the disciples is all about reorienting their hopes and recognizing what God has in store for all of us now, not in the future that might be coming, but in a life that is lived now. And that hope sees its fulfillment, its recognition, when Jesus sits down with those two disciples and shares a meal. Now, this meal is not necessarily communion, although it certainly can be a symbol for the Lord's Supper. But the meal is simply an understanding of eating together that shows companionship. Companion, two Latin words, literally mean with bread. And so eating is that metaphor, that image of companionship, of close relationship with one another. Now, how will we practice companionship in this time of physical and social distancing? Here again, let's make sure that our hope is not misguided. The whole sense of companionship is the way in which Christ mediates grace. And our gathering together, our companionship, does not necessarily have to be physical. But it is the way in which we mediate grace, share gracious acts with one another. It is in that sense of mediating grace that Christ reframes our hopes. Our dead hopes are now transformed and resurrected into a new hope. Hope against hope. And how does that happen? Well, one sense of mediating grace can go on right within our families itself. For some, we need to be quite frank, it's rather tough spending so much time together with those closest to us. It's a little easier to lose patience, to get into each other's way, to interfere with those normal life patterns to which we have become so accustomed. And so it's here where now more than ever we need to practice a little grace, a little patience, a little hope in our relationships with each other. We remember that through all of this, Christ meets us where we are and accompanies us along the way. The resurrected Christ puts our hopes on the right path. That path in which we show concern for one another, forgiveness for one another, and establishing peace and well-being for one another. The disciples on their way to Emmaus personify a life of dismay, of confusion, of doubt, anxiety, of an uncertain future, and a misguided hope. What that shows us is that indeed to be living with an uncertain future and with misguided hopes means that we don't readily or easily recognize that Christ is with us. Note in this story how many signs and words it took for Jesus to get those disciples to recognize the life of grace that was there with them. It took the presence of Jesus. It took the interpretation of the scriptures. It took that word, and it took that sense of companionship before those disciples recognized Christ is with us. Ironically, the things that made Christ recognizable were always the things throughout his ministry that made him recognizable. The resurrection shows us that indeed Christ is alive, and in that life Christ is doing all the things he always already has been doing. And that means in terms of Christ's presence among us, resurrection is happening with us every day. Christ is at work with us every day, helping us to recognize that life-giving, grace-mediating presence that is there. What our hopes will show us in this time of physical and social distancing is that there are many ways in which we continue to mediate God's grace and life to one another. Let our hopes not be misguided that there is no hope for God's word and ministry to happen. At this time, perhaps we are praying more for each other than we ever had. In this time, perhaps we are much more intentional about communicating with one another than we ever have. At this time, we may be more cognizant of all the little graces and gifts of creation and life that go on around us constantly, while often hearing nothing but things of statistics in terms of disease and death. With Christ's presence among us, everything is opened. The disciples' eyes that were blind, that were kept from recognizing the presence of Christ among them, is now opened for them and for us. They received sight, that metaphor for understanding. And we too come to new understandings. Oh, now I see how God is at work graciously among us in this time. And finally, their hearts are opened. Those hearts which had been slow and stupid, but now are burning. Christ is alive. And much more importantly, that life is present among us now and accompanies us now on our journey. Christ meets us where we are, accompanies us along the way, puts our hopes on the right path so that we continue to mediate God's grace and love and forgiveness with all in whom we come into contact. Christ is arisen. Alleluia. Amen.